Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. If you want to jump in, be a part of the show, question, comment, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. You can also find links to the social medias. Facebook, Twitter, I believe, is there. Maybe one more. YouTube may also be there as well. Financialcoachingradio.com. Some people like to use social media. Some people like to use email. You can also give me a call, give me a text. All that's on the website, mine or the website for the radio show. Let's talk about volatility. Stock market volatility. We haven't seen any stock market volatility for a while. It's been there, right? But we forget very quickly about the last decline as soon as the market runs up again. And I've been saying this, and I hope that I'm right, but there's no proof that I am, because I'm not going to research it, because the market's a finicky thing. We can't figure out what it's going to do. If we all knew what it was going to do, we'd make the exact right move. We'd all be bazillionaires. But no, I have a firm belief that staying invested, not bouncing in and out of the market, is the best way for long-term returns. That doesn't mean you don't use common sense. But you stop trying to time the market with any significant portion of your wealth, because it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. But volatility is just the ups and downs of the market. Volatility is also how we describe risk. When most people think risk, they all think of downside. But volatility is just how much could it go down? How much could it go down? What's the swing? What's the worst possible swing? How are you managing and reacting to volatility? Let's see if we can find some numbers here. Many Americans saving for retirement are scared and have moved a significant portion of their money into cash. They are scared of the future volatility of the stock market. They're willing to make more changes to their investments today, even though they may have to make some spending and lifestyle compromises in retirement. In a survey, nearly half say the economy is slowing. Nearly one-third believe the U.S. will be in a recession by the end of 2020. And I think this is the thing about the weather. Hasn't rained in a month. It's going to rain next week. Well, you're more likely to be right if it hasn't rained in a long time. We haven't had a major down year in any significant portion, based on the last 10 or 11 years. So it's easy to say, well, I believe we're going to be in a recession next year. You don't know. Nobody knows. Those who know ain't going to be telling us. 4 out of 10 respondents in the survey are checking their investments every day or every week. I did a show on this not that long ago, a year or two back, high frequency account monitoring. Fancy way to say the more you look at your account, the more you're going to screw up your investment. So stop looking at your account. How often should you check your account? Once a month at most, once a quarter at least. That's it. You looking at it every day is not helping you, helping your stress level. All it is making you want to do is make a change. And 9 times out of 10, if you make a change, it's going to be a bonehead change. Don't do it. Don't do it. Leave your money alone. Leave your money alone. Because what you're trying to do in that instance, when you're moving to cash or moving things around, you're trying to time the market. You don't know. No one you read from a website or an email or listen to on the radio or listen to on the TV or watch on the TV, rather. No one knows the future. They're all just giving you their opinion. And most people who are, you can actually have it, access to their opinion, and they're spouting it. If you look at their likelihood of what they've been correct on in the past, it's about 50-50. It means whatever they've said or going to say, they're going to be wrong half the time. They're going to be right half the time. So what the hell is the point? What the hell is the point? So what do you need to do about volatility? Well, I think it's about having the correct expectations. Okay, I have this certain investment strategy today. What is my long-term upside for this investment strategy? Is it enough to meet my investment and retirement goals? Yes, good, move on. Okay, what is my total potential worst-case scenario downside with this investment strategy? Is my worst case down 15%? Is my worst case down 25%? And you're trying to weigh the upside of the future, the potential, and the potential downside of the future, and say, well, given this amount of upside that I probably will get if I stay invested, is that worth it to, is that enough to me to tolerate this potential downside? That's it. And you keep monkeying with your investment strategy till you're happy with the potential upside and satisfied with the worst case scenario. That's all. There's nothing out there going to give you all upside, high upside anyway, a return 5, 6, 7, 8% plus with no downside. Ain't nothing out there, folks. So I don't know if you can manage volatility. I don't know if you can manage risk. You can plan for it. You can have the correct expectations, but that's it. It's all about what you do when you experience those times. And most of the time, not doing anything is the right move. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. Hit me up online. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm going to take our first break. I'll be back with you right after this. Keep it locked in right here on WGNS.
Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free, certified financial planner at 878-2134, or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621, or go to bakercounsel.com.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. For all about me, check out jasonquallscfp.com. Joining us, Mike Connolly with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, talking about the insurance companies for car insurance that are losing the most customers. Very unique article. Well, I had saw this headline. I had to dig deeper because you used to say the opposite. Who's the best car insurance? Who's the cheapest? Those types of articles, but not ones that are saying how many customers those are losing. Is this a trend you're seeing as an independent agent? Obviously, you guys represent 10 or more carriers, and you guys are always switching around for the best rate or best coverage for that person. You're not just tied to one company. But do you feel like some of the carriers, the major household names, are just losing more people than they used to?
it all kind of ebbs and flows. And maybe one year you'll see a carrier doing great in the market. Their pricing is better than everyone else's, and they gain market share. That same carrier a couple years down the road could very easily shed market share when they're no longer in that same position. So, yeah, I can definitely see how a few of the captive carriers might be in the trough of that cycle and shedding some business.
Consumer Reports, which had a survey, not more than 90,000 members responded, found that 7 car insurance companies lost at least 20% of their customers over a 5-year period. And here are the companies. Farmers lost 27% of their customers. That's pretty astounding given the sample size. Not that 90,000 in a survey is not a large sample size, but if that speaks to everyone that they had on the books 5 years ago and they lost 27%.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Hartford did as well, 27%. So did Liberty Mutual. Nationwide lost 26% of its customers. Allstate, 23%. Progressive, 21%. These are all the major advertised companies, except for State. We're missing one, State Farm.
Yeah. Travelers was in there, I think.
Travelers, 20%. Other insurance companies appear to generate more loyalty. For example, USAA lost just 2% of its customers over a 5-year period. Amica, 6%, State Farm, 12%, Geico, 18%. So they're getting up there. The bigger the name, it seems like, the more popular, the more customers are losing. And I think it has to go to, I think, with the trend that I'm seeing in the investment business. A lot of people are getting away from the traditional actively managed funds. Everyone has become favorites of index funds. Same thing could be said possibly for the insurance business. Getting away from the big household names because they're more expensive, going to lesser known companies because better coverage, better price.
USAA, I see on that list at 2%. That makes a lot of sense to me. Those guys and their customers are some of the most loyal, brand loyal people I've ever run across.
A lot of that has to do with it because it's a military type. You know, you have to be a former military, or family has to be a military. So they kind of brainwash you into this is the company for you.
Right.
But the other companies, the household, if you said how many, your top insurance company, the one that normally has the best rate, I don't think they would be in double digits of them losing customers because they're trying to compete based on value and price. Well, these companies, I don't know if that's their agenda. They're trying to create value, not from pricing, but from, you know, touting discounts or touting bundling or we'll make a policy tailored to you. They're touting other things.
Yes.
To justify their higher prices. And people are like, this is just not worth it.
Or they're a company that will give you almost like a teaser rate. They give you that rate for the first 12 months or so, or the first 6 months, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah, explain that. Does that actually happen?
Yes. But it's not done in a kind of a on-purpose type
announced.
Of way. Well, and it's not done with an intention.
It's not like a cable bill where it's $50 for the first 12 months, and after that, it's $150.
Right. What it is there's a discount that's built in there called the new business discount. And if the carrier that you're going with doesn't have a way of handling that discount on the back end, on the renewal, when it's no longer new business, some carriers have a longevity or a loyalty discount that starts to roll on as the new business rolls off to keep rates stable. Other ones don't. They offer you this new business discount, and then at renewal, that discount goes away and the rate goes up. So some of those carriers probably seeing that exodus due to that as well.
According to the survey of why most people left their insurance company, 62% switched insurers because another company offered better prices. 40% switched due to a rate hike at the old insurer, which is still price.
Price.
So most people are switching for price, and they're going to probably calling independent agents going, I don't want to work with these companies because I know this agent's can only sell one company, and this company is just as expensive as the other one. Get me a better deal.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I know that's, you field a lot of calls, people wanting to shop around.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And that's the kind of the segment of the deal of the week. Is there a deal this week?
Absolutely.
Let's go to the deal of the week.
Deal of the week this week. A current client had some things changing in their lives, just an average couple. Two children. The second of the two children turned 16, had to add them. The rate went up a significant amount. And so said, hey, let's take a look at if we can save some money. They had a bundled rate with a carrier. with a total home auto rate after adding the two teenage children, $6,400 a year is what they were paying for home auto.
$500 a month.
$500 a month. That's what the new rate was going to be. We re-quoted them, and it was one of the rare situations where we split the household, put the auto with one carrier, and the homeowners with a different carrier, and we're able to save them $2,011 over a 12-month period. $2,000.
$200 a month, somewhere in there.
$175, $180 a month for sure.
Wow. Just, you know, everyone knows adding teenage drivers makes it really expensive, but man, they have to be your new best friend.
It's one of those things where I explained to her, as your life changes, when there's big things that happen, and having a teenager turn 16 and get their license and start driving, that's a big thing to happen. That's the perfect time to kind of take a step back and relook at everything, make sure we're in the right place. And it did create a situation where that bundled package just didn't make sense anymore.
Consumer Reports notes that if you do not regularly shop for car insurance, you are making a big mistake. And that's exactly the kind of the deal of the week story there, is that if they just took that rate increase because they added teenage drivers, so we like our company, we like our agent, it is what it is, they're going to pay $6,000 a year.
Yep.
But they shopped around and going to save $2,000 a year.
And a lot of that, you know, when you have those captive carriers that can only sell you one product, that's the only answer they have is, hey, it's $6,000 a year, have a nice day. You know, at least I had the option to go, hey, let's take a look at it. Let's see if there's somewhere better we need to be.
Among the 22% of Consumer Reports members who told us they switched insurers in the past 5 years, all going back to price, this is where an agent that can help comes in. So you guys at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group represent how many carriers on the auto side?
At least a dozen.
So if someone wants to shop their home and auto insurance, you have a system to quote a dozen or more carriers.
Absolutely.
And if someone also has home insurance, you can shop that as well and look at bundling it or splitting it. You're all trying to find the best coverage, the coverage they need for the best price.
Right. Value. We're trying to create value in what you're having to spend your money on.
It's pretty amazing. Those big savings numbers are huge. You know, $2,000, that basically could pay, I don't know if they're paying for a car payment for the teenage drivers, but it basically will pay a lot of that payment.
It covers the house insurance. The savings on that covers the premium on the home.
What's the best way to shop for home and auto insurance rates with the Middle Tennessee Insurance Group?
615-898-0053.
They also have a website, midtninsgroup.com. midtninsgroup.com. When you're doing shopping, and obviously the deals of the week, if my memory serves me correctly, typically is about auto insurance. Is it ever about home insurance where the savings comes in?
Sure, absolutely. The example I just gave you, their home rate actually went from $1,845 a year to $1,234. So there's $600 in home savings in that $2,000.
The first thing that I think about is, why are these other companies have such a different price than another one? It's the same risk. It's the same people. But why is one company so drastically different?
They all value different things a little bit differently. One might weigh your credit a little more. One might weigh the fire protection class a little more. One might weigh the dwelling amount a little more, so on and so forth.
So is it because they're trying to balance out risk? They say, well, we got a lot of teenage drivers are already on our record, let's rate that higher, but we don't have a ton of homes in this area or whatever. Is it about balancing that out? Because the risk in itself for the family is the same no matter what company.
Right.
They're looking at their total.
Yeah, and they're constantly tweaking with it. They're constantly messing with their rates. They're constantly looking at them. Yes, if they realize that they are out of balance home to auto ratio wise in an area, they may very well say, hey, what do we need to do to change that, or what's causing the problem? So they definitely could say, hey, you know what? Let's cool off on auto for a little bit. Let's focus on some home, you know, taking some rate reductions there and try to help balance that out.
Because if you get really one-sided on anything, you end up getting burned, and that's what they're trying to prevent.
Right. They could be very different.
They will always want more premiums coming in than claims going out.
Absolutely.
MIDTNINSGroup.com. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, they are an independent home auto business life insurance agency right here in Murfreesboro. Give them a shout, 898-0053. This is Financial Coaching Radio. If you got a money question, get it in. Click email the show. at financialcoachingradio.com.
We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134 or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Buying a house is stressful, and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885.
Coaching Radio, the one show giving you the truth about personal finance, not selling any books, financial products, live event tickets. I'll leave that to the other show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Jump in at financialcoachingradio.com, talking about homeowners insurance and all types of risk management. That could be life insurance, auto insurance, umbrella, liability insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, everything you need to make sure your financial plan happens. No matter what happens to you or your family, that's what risk management is as it relates to financial planning. And homeowners is no exception. Talking about the right amount of homeowners insurance. Most people are buying homes, refinancing homes, looking at their home insurance, and they get the amount of home insurance that their loan amount is. And that's not exactly the amount, the right coverage in every scenario.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that you have enough coverage to rebuild your home if a fire was to break out and it ended up having to be bulldozed to the ground and starting from scratch. You want to make sure there's enough money there to clear the debris. There is enough money there to even replace trees and shrubs if need be.
Then think about all the contents there, making sure that you have adequate insurable amounts of for your contents, because
sure,
if all that goes away because of a water leak or a fire or whatever, you got to replace that stuff. And if your coverage is kind of not up to par on those limits, coming out of pocket.
You're coming out of pocket, or you're just going to do without when it comes to putting everything back.
That's probably the one thing a homeowner's insurance is probably discussed the least, right? Looking at the coverages for your contents. Does someone ever say, hey, I got this $50,000 painting. I don't own much else that's not typical, but this is one, you know, whatever it is.
We tend to have those conversations fairly regularly. A lot of times people are not interested in scheduling stuff, or they're already familiar with it.
What does that mean, scheduling?
Well, let's say you had that $50,000 painting. You could have that scheduled on your homeowner's insurance policy to protect it for $50,000. In the event of theft or something like that, where typically that wouldn't be covered for that type of that amount.
So you have a high price, high valued item. What would anything over 5,000 and anything over 10,000, what would
you? Yeah, those are good numbers. Anything over 5 or 10 grand, depending.
So I have a couple items in my house that is worth over $5,000 to $10,000, and I do not schedule them, and then they get stolen. What happens?
Let's use jewelry or firearms, two things that are likely to get stolen. Both of those things typically have a sublimit in your policy for theft. Might be $1,500, it might be $2,500, it might be $5,000, might be $10,000. You'd have to look and see. But in a theft situation, those things are typically not paid as it would be if there was a fire. If there was a fire and all your jewelry got melted into a puddle and it's sitting there on top of the dresser, they're going to pay you for that sort of thing under your normal contents coverage. But if that jewelry was to be stolen in a theft situation and you have a sublimit of $2,500 for theft of jewelry and you had $10,000 worth of jewelry, you're going to get $2,500 and that's it.
So it makes sense to schedule those higher price, higher valued items.
We schedule women's wedding sets more than anything else, an engagement ring and a wedding band, because typically those go over the threshold to be scheduled in the amount of, if in the event of a theft. Side note is they're also covered for mysterious disappearance, which means if you set it on the counter, turn around, wash your hands, you turn back around and it's gone, it's covered in that situation when typically it would not be at all.
And how does the claim process work for something like that? So you lost it, or you think somebody stole it, is there a deductible involved, or is it they pay you the scheduled amount? Is there depreciation there? What?
Typically, on items that are over the amount that you need to schedule, you're going to have to show some sort of appraisal, and then you're going to either have an agreed amount that you're insuring it for, or they're willing to insure it on an actual cash value basis. One of the two, which means what it's worth at the time of loss. The claims process would be very similar to any other claim. You'd call the insurance company, file the claim, so on and so forth. There may be a small deductible, depending on your carrier, but typically you don't see a deductible with scheduled items.
So insuring, getting the right amount of home insurance is deeper than just the value that you should insure your home for. It's contents, liability, scheduling certain valuable items, and figuring, I guess it probably goes way deeper than just those two or three things.
I mean, there's all kinds of things. Water, sewer, backup, service line coverage. The list goes on and on of things that if you want to discuss that may not be typically covered or not covered for enough inside that policy.
Knowledgeable agents is what's going to help you get the coverage you need. Make sure you get a second opinion on all types of insurance, whether it be from an independent agent or a certified financial planner. Reach out to Mike Connolly at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at MIDTNINSGroup.com or 898-0053. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
We're going to take our last break of the day. If you want to hit us up online, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm Jason Qualls, and I'm back.
Hi, this is Gabriel Fancher. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. Buyer opportunities are better than ever, so call me at Reliant Realty to find out more. 615-445-5073. Real estate is a key to building long-term wealth. So ask for me, Gabriel Fancher, when you call 615-445-5073 or online at mt615.com. Again, that's mt615.com. 615-445-5073 for all your real estate needs.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072. 1072 today.
You're looking for a place to get your fix of financial coaching radio anytime, anywhere. All the podcasts, all the archives are at financialcoachingradio.com. You can also get there going to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Click on radio show. Not everyone's going to be able to lock it in right here on WGNS every weekday at 4. But you can lock it in online anywhere. Doesn't matter what your device is. Laptop, iPad, iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. You can listen anytime, anywhere. All the shows are listed by date and by main topic. I remind you once again, as I do every day, sometimes several times a day, the type of advisor you're working with matters. It matters. Who they work for, who pays them, how you pay them, their credentials matters. Too many advisors in this town with too many clients are not worth anything when it relates to conflicts of interest and compensation agreements and how much they're paid and overcharging and credentials. Get a second opinion from an independent, fee-only certified financial planner, an advisor who is only in business to work for their clients, not investment firms, not banks, not insurance companies. Those things are bad because they create conflicts of interest with you. Making sure you understand exactly how your advisor is compensated will always lead back to the quality of the advice you receive. Fee only, in my opinion, is the only way. You want to make sure they have some sense, they know what they're talking about, make sure they're a CFP. Go to jasonquallscfp.com. I'm out of here for today. Appreciate you listening. Be back with you next time. Stay safe.